Most of us don't like tests, even going back to when we were children. The confirmands shared with me the awe of state testing. I think the same is true here. We don't like tests, but I tend to disagree. I think tests can be a good thing. So let's put you in the mood for tests, okay? This is from an 8th grade school test in Salinas, Kansas, from the year 1895. You're been to Salinas, Kansas. It's in the middle of nowhere. These are 8th graders. This was their test. Let's see how you do. 1 hour, what are the principal parts of a verb? Give principal parts of lie, lay, and run. Anyone? Arithmetic, 1 hour and 1.25 hours. Name and define the fundamental rules of arithmetic. Or two, a wagon box is 2 feet deep, 10 feet long, and 3 feet wide. How many bushels of wheat will hold? Anyone? Okay. 8th grade test, Salinas, Kansas. Took 5.5 hours. U.S. history. Relate the causes and results of the Revolutionary War. I'll just ask for two. Someone want to take a shot? 8th grade test, what is meant by the following: alphabet, phonetic, orthography, etymology, and symbolication. Someone want to take a try at that? I'm not even going to read number two. This is a test for who? 8th graders, Salinas, Kansas, 1895. One more, what's the climate? Upon what does it depend? Climate depend, and why is the Atlantic coast colder than the Pacific in the same latitude? Anybody? Never mind. Okay, let's go to another test. Let's see how smart you are 100 years ago. General knowledge from 100 years ago life in the United States, okay? In what country is the River Volga? Russia. What is the name of Japan's warrior class? Samurai. Who's the first Western explorer to reach, sorry for the typo, reach China? Marco Polo. And last one, what's the highest ranking person in ancient Rome called? Or the emperor. So how'd you do? Yeah, tests. Can some of you be unique? Someone told me in a previous service that the other thing, when we take a test, we get to test ourselves, see how we do. Is there room for improvement? Do you like them? There's all sorts of tests, just not school tests. There's IQ. Why take IQ? It's the best indicator for how a person will do in secondary education. Can't see that well. There's also interpersonal relationships. You ever gone on a date? Chances are you had to pass that test. Make new friends? That's another test. Or there's a doctor's office. I just had a physical exam. Never mind, let's not talk about that, okay? There's all of those tests. Other sorts of tests, like athletic tests. Really, when you play athletics, whether you run, play basketball, that's also a test. How do you do compared to others? Do you think you're pretty well? Then take the court, take the field. There's also driver's tests, and I think maybe just a few of us here will one day have to face that driver's test. And probably the most painful, there's another test that's also an interview for a job. Do you remember that? Had to pass that if you wanted to get hired, and probably the most painful test is stepping on what? Scale. There's all sorts of tests that we take. See, we see testing as negative, but in many ways, testing can be a good thing. Why? They bring things out into the open. My physical exam brought some things out in the open, some things that are good, some things that have to change. If you play sports, I think it was Earl Bruce who said that nothing cleanses the soul like a good can kicking. Okay? Earl Bruce said that, Ohio State. I tell my students, tests can be like payday. You work so hard, let's see how you do. If you really worked hard, then you get payday. You get an A or maybe a B+, do very well. It's a chance to show what you know, that you did your work. Tests can be a good thing. So let me give you another test. Let me switch gears now into the meat of the subject of today. True or false, God tests us. What? True or false, God tempts us. God tempts no one, but he does test us. God tests us frequently. So God frequently gives out tests. Where are you at? Abraham, I want you to take your one and only son, Isaac. I want you to take him to the top of Mount Moriah, and I want you to sacrifice him. And there I will know if I really am Yahweh, if I really am God to you. And Job, I will test you. Let's see if you're just a follower when things are going well. So God allowed Satan to test him, but don't lay a finger on his head. God gives tests all the time, and even to us. And one of my favorite narratives of testing is Peter. You remember Jesus walking out on water? He's walking toward the boat. And Peter said, this is rather cool. And Peter said, Lord, bids me come to you. And Jesus said, Peter, get out of the boat. And he began to walk until he began to look around and see the wind and the waves. And then he what? Sunk. And there's one of my favorite pictures of Jesus reaching his hand down to us many times as we sink in the midst and mire of our messed up and sinful lives. Yeah, Jesus was testing Peter, but Jesus also saved Peter. You ever been asked to step out of the boat? Let's see what your faith is worth. You ever been asked to step out of the boat? You say you believe, but let's see what happens when I put you in these situations. Let me go ahead and test you. Let me put some things in front of you that are very uncomfortable for you. And so God does test us. Why? To draw us closer to Him. We can evaluate our lives, see where we're at. Tests are good things. They bring things out in the open. They highlight the positives and areas we need to grow. And so this Easter season, this is a season of light. Everything is white. The colors are still here. The brightness is still here. Why we celebrate the light of the world, Jesus Christ, who lived, who died, who rose again. Can you read the Bible verse with me? God is light, and in Him there is no darkness at all. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. And we get that. Pure light, true, radiant, holy, eternal, divine. So God gives us a test. I'm going to give it to you and I as well. If we claim to have fellowship with Him, yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live by the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, His Son, purifies us from all sin. So God gives us a test. He tests us to say, are you and I walking in the light? Or are we walking in darkness? So God tests us. He does so that we might know the truth and be drawn closer to Him. So let me give you the test. Three questions for you. You can grade yourselves. A, B, C, D, or F. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind. So how do you do with that one? Sometimes? Part of the time? Maybe I love myself most of the time. I love my sports teams. Maybe I love politics, whatever. How do you do with love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind? Next test is love your neighbor as yourself. Those are two great commandments. Matthew 22:37 and Matthew 22:39. How do you do with loving your neighbor? Except for that person I'm mad at. Except for that person that has a different opinion than me. Except for that person who comes in front of me in line. I don't love those people sometimes. How do you do? Let's give the final test, the Ten Commandments. So grade yourself, A, B, C, D, or F. So finish the Ten Commandments with me. You shall have no other what? Do not take the name of the Lord your God in what? Remember the Sabbath day by what? Honor your father and do not commit, do not steal, do not bear false against your, do not covet your neighbor's people nor things. So how do you do? What would your grade point average be? What would mine be? Would you be on the honor roll? Would you be considered a meritorious student? Would you be honorable mention? Or would you be on, I don't know, parole? Would you pass? Today, walking in the light, the Lord calls us and asks us, how do we do? There are some schools, some higher education schools, post-grad, whether in a medical field or law field, they don't give grades A, B, D, and F. They give percentages. That's how articulate it is. 96, 97, 98, 98, 99. What percentage are you at? Where do we be if we gave us a percentage? Test yourselves to see if you're walking the light. If you're like you and I, maybe our GPA isn't something to brag about. It's like when you sort of hide the report card from mom and dad. You ever do that? Never mind. I hope the report card doesn't come in the mail today. However, the Lord says this. Can you read it with me, the reality? If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just, and forgive us our sin, and purify us from all unrighteousness. See, our Lord says, walk in the light and come clean, that we're sinners, that we don't keep the law to love God and love others, or the Ten Commandments. And to confess and repent, and then be cleansed and be in the light. Walk in the light isn't sometimes living a perfect life, because no one does that here. Walking in the light is saying, Lord, I'm a sinner and I need your grace. This is what walking in light means: repentance and forgiveness, a fellowship with God. Only the person who sees himself as a sinner, who sins daily and confesses, has fellowship with God. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. So daily, we ask God to forgive me. Forgive me for not loving God or loving my neighbor or keeping the Ten Commandments. Dr. Martin Luther said the life of a Christian is a life of daily repentance and forgiveness. Isn't that what we pray in the Lord's Prayer? Forgive us our what? As we forgive those who what? Yes. That is walking in the light, friends in Christ, acknowledging our sin and confessing it before God daily and be forgiven. You see, you and I, we live in a dark world. We live in a world that despises truth or any sort of singularity truth. Yet Jesus claims to be the truth. We live in a world of darkness, and darkness tries to embrace us, and we get caught up in it. Whoever hates is still in darkness and walks around in darkness. Not loving God and neighbor is walking in darkness. And darkness even goes further. The light shines in darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. The world cannot grasp that there is one truth, that Jesus is the light of the world, that God is the Creator, that the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are it. The world cannot grasp truth or see it, but yet by the power of the Holy Spirit we do. And light is opposite of darkness. Light brings things to life. They bring things to light. They allow us to see the truth. They allow us to grow. But darkness keeps things hidden. Everyone who does evil, the light, and will not come into light because their deeds are evil. Some people say, I don't come to church. I don't like to hear that I'm a sinner. I don't come to church. I don't like to hear the truth. Someone said, why should I come to church and be beat up over my sins? Good points. Only reason you get beat up over your sins is because it's true. But then the light shines, the gospel that Jesus died and rose for us. For this is just a message of law, that the light exposes our sin, but a message of gospel, that the light of Jesus forgives and redeems us. Just like going to a doctor's office, you have to improve these things. It's not a message of dread, it's a message of hope. His light forgives and redeems us as we confess and repent. Read this verse with me, please. Put your trust in the light, so you might become children of light. Yeah, Lord, I've sinned. I messed up. I do not love you. I do not love others. And there's a couple commandments I really struggle with. Forgive me, Lord, and I walk in the light, and you walk in the light too. Put your trust in the light, because we're all sinners, and there is Christ's redemption. Walk in the light and become children of light. Become children of light. This is where we are forgiven and redeemed. Walk as children of light. You see, I say tests are a good thing, and sometimes the Lord pushes us, and sometimes the Lord exposes some bad things. Why? Because we're led to change. You see, we have two paths we can go on. We can keep on the wide path that leads to destruction, or a narrow path that leads to life. Sometimes the only way we change is when we realize the road we're on won't take us to our destination. So hence, our Lord gives us tests. Where are you at with all this? How's your life? How's your walk? Not too good. Well, now is the time, by my grace, to move the right way. God gives us tests because he loves us dearly. He wants us to pull closer to us. Friends in Christ, I ask that every day you ask yourself these two questions. First question is, do I believe that Jesus is my Lord and Savior and died for me? Ask yourself that question every single day. Do I truly believe that I'm a sinner who Jesus Christ died and rose for? I believe that in my heart. Do you ask yourself that question every day? Say, yes, I believe that. That's the core of who I am. The second question I have to ask myself is, am I walking today in the light? If not, forgive me, Lord. Two questions every day we ask ourselves. Do I believe Jesus is my Lord and Savior, has forgiven me freely? And second, do I walk in the light every day? If not, forgive me, Lord. Test yourselves to see if you're in the faith. Examine yourselves. It can be a good thing. Leads us to grace and to leads us to change and leads us to grow and mature as children of the light. We walk in the light. What a blessing that is. Tests are a good thing by God. He always draws us closer to the cross. He affirms that we are forgiven and redeemed in faith. Tests are a good thing. Remember Thomas was tested? I don't believe unless I see it. What did Jesus do? Showed up. Come check it out, Thomas. Touch and see. Stop doubting and believe, my Lord and my God. And by the way, we're tested too. Has anyone here seen the resurrected Lord? I haven't. Have you? But Jesus says this, blessed are those who have not seen and yet believed. I've never seen Jesus resurrected. We might have felt his presence. We read his word. We receive his grace in Lord's Supper. We have his promise in baptism. Blessed are those who are tested who have not seen and yet believed. For the kingdom of God is yours. Lord, test me that I might draw closer. Test me, Lord, that I might walk in the light. Test me, Lord, that I might be forgiven and redeemed. Test yourself is a good thing by God's grace and power. This is how we know we belong to the truth and how we set our hearts at rest in his presence. Lord, forgive me. I'm forgiven. I rest in your presence eternally. How about this for a closing thought? Can you read it with me? I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of day. And all God's people say, amen.